Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The opening of Bastrop's new paddling trail was a bang and a splash.
Get on your mark. Get set.
Get him, guys.
At the sound of his siren, Conservation Coordinator for Coastal Fisheries, Bob Spain, set loose the National Championships for Aluminum Canoes and marked the opening of the new Inland Wilbarger Paddling Trail. It's accessible to all levels of paddlers, so you can come out and enjoy the scenery that the racers passed up for the finish line.
The new trail is on the Colorado River, of course. It starts about 14 miles from the city of Bastrop. It's a meandering stream with no real difficulty, no major rapids. It's just kind of a unique area. There's a few islands in there, a few little rock gardens, and there's a lot of bird life there, and it's just a fun thing to do. You can go to areas you can't get with a car. You can see wildlife you'll never get to see. And until you've experienced a float trip, you just don't know it's out there.
And that perch from your boat, gliding past the landscape, feeling the spray of water, offers a personal connection with nature.
It just gives people an opportunity to know about a segment and to appreciate the river. We'll all be more conscious of trying to save and preserve so people know it's out there.
Learn more at passporttotexas.org. See you on the river. That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.